I suddenly realized that I didn't love God as much as I had before.
통해서 보아 성 보아 홍라 그 텐 히 그 텐 룽인 그 텐 찬 그룹 딱딱 나오지요.
I had been experiencing one disappointing, disillusioning experience after another.
그는 나가 긴 숨 숨을 딱 나 보고 나 때 때 뭐가 누가 그랬던.
And my faith had really been shaken.
그숨나성차안긴사이
I still worshipped and believed in Christ.
그 텐 주 그 비약 그 당차 지수 그숨 그
something inside of me had shifted.
그 종래 질문이 바꾼 칸칸 기 톤스 어로.
But let me back up to the beginning of the story.
아, 성
My disillusionment with God, do you know the word disillusionment?
Yeah, yeah.
The disillusionment and disappointment with God really began about my second year into my ministry.
그만두고 같은 해 이천만 동안 같은 놈과 바소랭 그 전공이 나가. In the mid 1980s.
My wife and I served together as pastors of a small church. And during our time there, we lost one child due to a miscarriage. My roommate from college died at age 28. I was working up to 70 hours a week, but I just wasn't seeing a lot of results in my church. And then I got sick. The day after my first son was born, the doctor called me on the phone.
그 후보 엄마 사비가 좋아 아이징에 힘 시골반이 어린 학천.
And I had these little red lesions or spots on my skin, and I had gone to the doctor.
그때가 뭐 센터 때문에 주주 시골 생각이야.
And they done a biopsy on these, and finally the results would come back in.
그가 안소변 체비 안와 피로 촉빙했어요.
And the doctor said, you have to come in right away so I can talk to you.
시골반이 주번하고 전화 누라서 좀 친구 이야기 간게 있지.
And I said, I can't come in. My wife just had a baby.
그라코로 오로주가 간누파 안에 가봤다 했을 줄이야.
And he said, it's very serious.
아베피도 그라코티 아베.
So finally, I convinced him to tell me what was going on over the telephone.
제시코마 폰이 그 친구 어디야 그런지.
And he said the biopsy results came back.
그는 체크니까 누가 초장.
And he said you have a very serious disease.
그래서 남편은 많이 얘기하더니.
So we tried to talk about it for a while.
주공주 동파 간단 짧게가.
And he finally told me that this was going to affect my life.
아그디미주 마이 속 남기 간나톱 나 타데 나톱 노세 나는 나자디 농커기야.
I said, what do you mean?
제네는 지금 나한테.
He says you have 10 good years left.
공사 농농 기타데 농커기시.
But this was devastating to me.
아저저그자캔키또라하는가이
And the one thing I wanted to do was to be there for my son.
아 카트레야 카파 바보 카콩 그두 카파 바자 눈 그두리.
I had a difficult childhood.
아 그 학생들 그렇게 하는 거 아니에요?
And my father was a good man, but I didn't feel like he loved me.
그바이 아름다운 나한테 아까도 롤업디아 힘 그두장 그로.
He didn't know how to show love to me that in a way that I could receive.
아 그때 캠 딩킨 아도 나키 랑타지아 티아노 좀 있을까.
So I really wanted to be a good father.
진짜 생뚱맞다 지금.
And now the doctor was saying that I was going to leave my son as an orphan or without me in 10 years.
아, 지금 뭘 봤니? 공파 대왕 나눔 날 주는 주는 팀 당할 나 봐주.
And I was going to leave my
doctor 아버지.
And I was going to leave my wife as a widow.
아, 그래서 비정한 맨날 그 다 땄지.
And then my mother got a disease called Alzheimer's disease.
아, 그 누정이 좀 나쁜 거 당해
매일.
dementia. And you've seen that before, right?
It's
where someone slowly loses their mind. It's like the light slowly goes out of their brain.
You
know, first she couldn't remember things. Then she couldn't think right. Then she couldn't remember my name. Then she couldn't take care of herself.
And
I was very close to my mother. And this was a great tragedy for me. And as it turned out, it took 14 years for her to slowly die. And I had to watch that. And so you see, there were so many things happening in my life that I didn't understand.
And
I thought that if I committed my life to serving God, He would take care of me.
But
I didn't feel like He was taking care of me. I felt like He abandoned us. Abandoned my mother, abandoned me, and soon I would abandon my family. So this was very difficult for me. And as I said, I became very angry at God. And at first I kept praying for my mother to be healed and for me to be healed. And thankfully, I was healed. But my mother was not healed. And instead she just seemed to suffer more, and my father suffered more, and the family suffered more.
And
it was having a big impact on my spiritual life.
And
so I quit praying for her healing. And I started praying for her death. And then I stopped praying
completely.
Because I didn't know what to pray for. So it was a difficult time. And I still worked in church. I still believed in the gospel. But inside of me, something was dying. And I didn't know what to do. And in 1995, I had the opportunity to go on a spiritual retreat. And for 8 days, we prayed, and a teacher taught us about things about the spiritual life. And the very first night, he talked about bitterness.
Says
some of you have bitterness in your heart and it's destroying you.
And I suddenly realized
that I was becoming bitter against God because of what happened to my mother. And up until that point, I didn't realize that was what was happening. But I was carrying around this poison inside my heart, and I didn't know how to get rid of it. But in that moment, when I suddenly realized that I was bitter against God, and then I had lost my trust in God. I realized that something needed to happen. And God gave me an insight in that moment. And I realized that I had been spending my whole life trying to decide if I could trust God or not. And when something good happened and I felt joyful, I said, yes, I can trust God. Praise the Lord.
But
when something bad happened or there was suffering in the world, somebody was hurt,
then
I started having doubts and questions.
And
I realized I was bouncing back and forth between these two things, trusting God, not trusting, trusting, not trusting.
And
I realized what I was doing. I was trying to gather enough information from life to prove either yes, I can trust God, or no, I can't trust God. And I realized that I could spend my entire life adding things to this list and adding things to this list. Somebody is healed, or we have a great time of fellowship, where God provides for our needs. Many, many things, and I can trust God. But over here, somebody gets sick, somebody dies, Nargis cyclone hits, people are oppressed and killed, and many reasons, like, no, I can't trust God. So what I realized is that if this is how life is going to go, I will never be able to prove whether God is trustworthy or not trustworthy. Because life's experiences, if I take them all, some are on this side and some are on this side.
And
so what I realized in that moment is that trust is a choice.
And
since I can't prove whether I can or can't, I have to decide whether I will or I won't.
And
I realized that there were two or three options that I had available to
me.
On this side, I could say, no, I can't trust God.
And
I knew where this road goes. Because I was already on it. It leads to sadness and anger and bitterness.
It leads
me far away from God.
It
leads to loss of confidence.
Or
hypocrisy.
And
on this side, if I chose to trust in God, I know that leads to peace.
It
leads to hope. It leads to love. It leads to more confidence.
It
gives me strength. Because I had both of these experiences. I knew where these roads go.
And
now logically, there's a third option. I could choose to not believe in God at all. If I became an atheist, then there's no one to be angry at. Right? You understand? Because if God doesn't exist, then how can I be angry at someone who doesn't exist? And so maybe this is another way to peace. I just reject belief in God and just believe in myself. But there was one major problem with that option. I believed in God. I can't change my belief in God. Because deep in my heart is a deep faith that there is a creator God. And my experiences of being forgiven, and my experiences of love, and my experiences of peace have made me think and believe that there is a God, and knowing this God is possible. So atheism was not really an option for me. So then when I realized I really only have two choices in my life. I could continue to be angry and bitter and doubtful of God. Or I could choose to accept that there are many things I can't understand. And that suffering is part of this life.
That
I have the ability, I have the option to choose to trust in God anyway. And when I realized these were my two choices, I knew immediately which one I wanted to choose. And I chose it. And that has become a new foundation for my life. Okay, so this is no longer a trust in God because everything is fine. This is trust in God even though things are not fine. This is not trust in God because everything in the Bible is true and I believe it and that answers all my questions. This is trust in God even though my questions aren't answered. But this is the path I'm choosing in faith. Come one
day.
Because I believe this is the best path for me. So the lessons I learned from my story, from my experience, is that it was my expectations of God that failed me, not God. I expected God to heal everybody, provide for everybody, take care of everybody that I loved. But those were false expectations. And really, There's nothing in life that should make me believe that, that God would take care and spare me from all the suffering. You just look at human history, you look at anyone's life you know. No one's spared from suffering. So God doesn't do that. God blesses. God provides. We receive care from God. But He doesn't spare us from all suffering. He doesn't spare us from all injustice. He doesn't spare us from all sickness. And He doesn't spare us from death. And so, it was my expectations that failed me, not God. And then second lesson that I learned is what I've already said. Trust is a choice. Alright, well, now let me ask you, that's my story and the lessons I learned. One more lesson, sorry. Number three. There's always a way back to God. And a way forward for my journey of faith. I've had many very sincere Christian people say to me, I feel so far away from God. I feel guilty. I feel ashamed, but I've lost my confidence in God. I don't feel God's presence anymore. And what I want to say, and what I say to these people, is that God is actually much closer than you think He is. You may feel far away, but He's not far away. And it may be that you're looking in the wrong direction, and so you can't see Him, and so you feel far away. But really, all you need to do is turn, and He's right there. So what we're talking about today is really thinking through how important trust in God is, and how you, in the midst of a lot of distress and suffering, can still find your way back to trusting God. So the practice and principle that come out of what I'm teaching today are
these.
Spiritual Leadership Practice 8, read with me. Always trust God. Soul Principle 8, steadfast trust in God is indispensable to spiritual vitality and leadership.
Before
this workshop started, you already knew that you're supposed to trust in God. You were probably taught as little boys and girls to trust in God. Right. But I'm not talking about a little boy or a little girl trusting God.
Because
sometimes we tell the children, trust in God.
We say,
He'll take care of you.
And they believe.
And they're happy. But then things start to happen in their lives. And many times they're not prepared for these things. They have false expectations about what it means to trust in God. So I'm not talking about the trust in God that comes on this side of all of our troubles. I'm talking about the trust in God that comes on the other side of our troubles.
Do
you understand the difference? Yes? Some yes, some maybe not. Okay, well, what questions do you have about trust? Trusting God and my story and my lessons?
Do you understand the difference?